I'm David Essex, executive editor of Search SAP, talking today to Jim O'Donnell, the news editor of the site. Jim, you recently attended SAP TechEd in Las Vegas. Wondering, as an attendee of SAP Sapphire, the big user conference in the spring, what you see as the difference between the two conferences.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It's great to talk SAP. You know, TechEd bespeaks the name, is their technical developer conference. Sapphire is much bigger. Sapphire is incorporates sort of more of a business element to it, although there is a techie side to it. The audience for TechEd, and there's three of them. So I attended the one in Las Vegas, and I believe they are on the fall, but they also have one in Barcelona and one in Bangalore. And they kind of attract a smaller audience, but it's very targeted towards SAP developers. It's very tech heavy. In the past, this is the first one I've attended, so I was kind of didn't really know what I was getting into, but I did know it was more techie. And I think in the past it had been much more sort of just technical content. You would go and learn about, you know, development tools that they had and how to develop applications. And I think lately they've used it more, or they've announced more products. And this TechEd in Las Vegas had a ton of announcements of developer tools, of platform extensions, and things like that. So it's definitely very heavily developer oriented, but there is much more of a newsworthy theme to it. Mm-hmm. And I will say they are, the practical matters, the SAP does put on very good conferences. They're exceptionally well managed.
That's
the production
been my
values impression. Are very high, as I'm sure you remember from Sapphire.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as a sort of a fun sort of side note to that, or kind of a demonstration of that, the CTO of SAP, Bjorn Gerke, came out for the opening keynote dressed as Captain Kirk from the original Star Trek series, and they had a very elaborate sort of presentation where different executives would come out as different Star Trek costumes. And, it's really, no one can say that they don't know their audience. It's very,
turning up the nerd quotient.
Yeah, but in the sort of the course of that, they did announce some things with some meat on their bones, and they demonstrated some products that, or some applications and some of these new tools. So there was, it wasn't just smoke and mirrors. There was some real substance.
What were some of the highlights?
There were a few announcements that that I think were pretty significant for sort of the future direction where SAP is sort of going in the next few years or whatever. Their whole as we know from Sapphire, digital transformation is their general theme that they're pushing at all these conferences, and what they want to do is use SAP Cloud Platform as kind of the vehicle to provide all these applications that take SAP Leonardo, which is their sort of big box of next generation technology goodies, like machine learning and IoT, blockchain, all those various things, and actually show people how they can develop applications using those. So there were, a few announcements along those lines. We also got taken around it, and I was shown a few, demonstrations of how they're actually using it. So it was good in that respect. And the developers, it's really what their bread and butter is sort of figuring out how they can, turn this, these new technologies into applications. Now, the question is how, how ready people are for it. Mm-hmm. So to speak. I mean, they are talking about stuff that's very future oriented, but these developers tend to be sort of old hands. They tend to have attended many tech eds, and they're very experts in ABAP, which is the developer language that has been venerable, and it's been sort of everything has been built on that. you know, I think they're very excited on the one hand to see sort of the future of where, you know, SAP is going with this technology, but they also wanted to, you know, kind of be reassured that ABAP would, you know, that their skills weren't going to be supplanted by other, you know, cloud-oriented mm-hmm. technologies. And along those lines, one of the announcements that SAP made was ABAP would be available in SAP Cloud Platform. Not right away, but starting next year, you'll be able to develop, application extensions in ABAP and have them run in the cloud. And when Bjorn Gerke, the CTO, announced that during the keynote, it got a really big cheer. So we could sort of tell that that was what, you know, something that people wanted to hear from SAP.
What do you think these different announcements, and there was Data Hub also, I think, was a big deal, and you mentioned blockchain. What does this maybe mean for SAP as a competitor in the marketplace? I think you talked to some analysts when you were there, and they had opinions.
Yeah. You know, I think people think that SAP is very well positioned. I think the general consensus from sort of the outside industry observer class of people is that SAP is doing the right thing by, you know, going to the cloud, using cloud platform as the vehicle for these you know, these new applications. And you know, they had a number of products. I mean, there was a lot of announcements of things. Data Hub was one of them. We said Data Hub is this it's kind of a platform where you can take data from various sources, you know, the classic, the silos where you had your data in your enterprise system, you know, SAP ECC. You had your data in Hadoop data lakes. You have data, you know, other kinds of unstructured data, and it provides a sort of a common platform. You can you know, treat all that data the same, and you know, govern it the same way. Whereas before, it was much more cumbersome to, you know, use data from all those different sources in one application. So, you know, by providing this vehicle to kind of govern it all the same way and have a pipeline for all that information, you're sort of making it possible to develop these kind of applications that they think that you know, that can provide the insights that everyone is saying. The data, you know, the data is fine sitting in the data lake, but until you can have you know, an analyst you know, make some sense out of it and turn it into an application that has business value, then it's not really that useful. So,
what do you think the impact of all this is on the end users? Those are, after all, the folks that the developers are writing for and SAP is selling to.
You know, again, that sort of remains to be seen. You know, it's kind of up to the developers. They're providing the tools, so there is definitely, and they are. You know, SAP has kind of in the past, I think, got a little criticism for not really having a great roadmap of where they were going. And in my, you know, just sort of observing them pretty closely for the past couple of years, I've noticed that they're doing a much better job of kind of getting that message out and really showing what these applications are. And again, that was a big part of a conference like TechEd, is sort of getting the demonstrations of where this technology can go. We saw you know, a smart cities demonstration where you can take a lot of, you know, IoT data and sort of turn that into you know, a way where cities can run their you know, their traffic light system more efficiently, that kind of thing. So I think it remains to be seen, but I think the end users, the developers, I think are going to you know, turn these tools and develop some really pretty interesting and very exciting applications in the future.
Well, thanks, Jim. Great talking to you.
Great. Thanks, Dave.